At KVGC News Time, well, let's make it 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news. It's a Friday, 21st day of September for 2018. Well, it's been a busy past few days for the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team. On Wednesday, team members served a search warrant for illegal marijuana cultivation at an address on Acorn Way in West Point. Several outbuildings near the main residence had been converted for marijuana processing or drying, and several bunkhouse living quarters had been constructed. 225 large marijuana plants were eradicated, and three suspects were arrested on various charges and booked into the Calaveras County Jail with $100,000 bail each. Then on Thursday, team members served two more unrelated search warrants for illegal marijuana cultivation on Blossom Lane in Railroad Flat. At the first location, 3,330 marijuana plants were eradicated, and approximately 589 pounds of processed marijuana was seized. No suspects were found, but the investigation into this site and those responsible is continuing. At the second location down the road, also on Blossom Lane, a motorhome and numerous electrical cords running to various equipment were found around a marijuana grow site. 619 marijuana plants were eradicated from this location. Two suspects were detained upon deputies' arrival and were later arrested and booked into the Calaveras County Jail on various marijuana-related charges. Their bail amounts still pending. The Sheriff's Office reports both of these cases on Wednesday and Thursday are still under active investigation.
With hunting season starting this Saturday in our region, due to the persistent extreme fire weather conditions, Sierra Pacific Industries' California lands will continue to remain closed to all forms of public access. Now, this includes driving and walking onto their lands for hunting, hiking, cycling, horseback riding, fishing, and other activities. Now, as long as extreme fire conditions continue to persist in California, SPI's California lands will continue to be closed to the public until further notice.
And the second annual Sutter Creek Heritage Day set for this weekend. From 10 to 4 both days, you can experience what it's like to live in Sutter Creek during the Gold Rush. Take a ride on a real stagecoach. Listen to historians tell stories of the past or pan for gold. Saturday evening, you can stay for Feast at the Foundry, a dinner under the stars right outside the Knight Foundry. Dinner tickets are available at knightfoundry.com. And you can start the day off on Sunday. I know JD will be there with a hearty pancake breakfast at the Native Sons Hall from 8 to 10. For more information on the weekend's activities, you can visit the Sutter Creek website.
Cal Trout and the Foothill Conservancy will host a party to celebrate the McCollumee River's designation as California's newest state wild and scenic river, as well as the 50th anniversary of the National Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, Friday, October 5th, at the Volcano Armory Hall. The family-friendly event will feature films, refreshment, and music of Risky Biscuits. The event starts at 7 and ends about 10. The suggested donation, only $10. For more information, call Carolyn at the Foothill Conservancy at 223-3508.
And the Amador Gourd Artists are hosting an ornament workshop October 20th from 9 to 3 at the Ione Memorial Hall. The workshop is designed for beginners as well as experienced gourd artists. Participants will take home three completed projects, learning wood burning, painting, and other techniques in gourd work. All materials will be provided. The class is $45, and for more info, call Carol Metzler. Her number is 743-9258. 743-9258. And that's a quick look at local news for a Gold Country Friday, the 21st day of the month. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy, reporting for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day. Visit our website, kvgcradio.com.